It's a familiar scene in rural Thailand. A crowd gathers around a dirt arena. Two muscle-bound contenders enter the ring. They fight. The opponents are roosters. They battle with wings and beaks and heel spurs. There's usually blood, sometimes death. This fight was recorded several years ago. Cockfights are becoming less common in Thailand, not because of complaints that cockfighting is cruel or encourages illegal gambling. It's because of bird flu. NPR's John Hamilton visited Thailand recently and has this report.
A Thai fighting cock isn't your average chicken. It's been bred for centuries to be tall and strong and aggressive. About 6 million households in Thailand raise fighting cocks. Yungyong Opakun lives in one of them. He says it's easy to recognize birds with potential.
Fighting cocks have to be naturally aggressive. The best fighters tend to be very graceful and stand out, just like exceptional human athletes. You can tell by just looking at them that they are very strong.
Yungyong isn't your average fighting cock owner. He's one of the most famous pop stars in Thailand. Most people know him by his stage name, Ad Carabao. Ad has used his celebrity to become the country's most visible advocate for cockfighting. The sport is a part of life in rural Thailand. In villages, it's not unusual to see a man walking down the street with his favorite rooster cradled in his arms. But cockfighting has suffered since bird flu arrived more than a year ago. Ad Carabao says at first the virus was limited to the chickens on poultry farms.
Today, there are sick fighting cocks because the disease has spread so widely. When the disease first appeared, many infected chickens were sold in the markets, which spread the disease to fighting cocks.
Bird flu itself is just part of the problem. Ad says an even greater threat is the measures the Thai government is using to control bird flu. Thai officials say they're trying to protect people. So far, only a few humans have been infected, including at least one owner of a fighting cock. But each new infection increases the chance that bird flu will jump from chickens to humans. Disease experts say that could start a flu pandemic that would kill millions of people around the world. So for a while last year, all official cockfights in Thailand were canceled. They're back, but the government is making things difficult for people who raise fighting cocks. For instance, roosters must obtain special passports before they can travel to another town for a match.
My name is Suchin Akakun, and this chicken I'm holding is Siliang. It means the color yellow.
Suchin trains fighting cocks out behind his house, about an hour from Bangkok. He sleeps just a few feet from his roosters. Before bird flu, Suchin and his birds traveled a lot. Now they spend more time at home. When his roosters aren't fighting, they lead a pampered life. Suchin has been rubbing herbs into Siliang's feathers as the bird rests in his lap. The herbs promote healing, he says. Now he gives Siliang a bath. The rooster is about to begin a practice bout. The water will help him stay cool. Siliang will spar with a rooster named Du, which means something like black mixed with red. Suchin covers each bird's heel spurs with leather gloves to prevent a serious injury. Then he puts his roosters in the ring. It's an oddly quiet spectacle. Fighting cocks don't crow during combat, and the sounds of wings and feet are usually overwhelmed by a bellowing crowd. Each bird strikes its opponent, but Du shows greater speed and better aim. Suchin stops the bout. Until now, he says, he's made a good living from the birds he trains here.
Last month, I sold three of them for about $1,000 each, and I bought them for $25 each.
But fighting cocks only rise in value if they win important matches. Suchin says he can't make money selling birds that only spar in his backyard. Another part of the government's plan to control bird flu involves killing birds that may have been exposed to the virus. That means eliminating all the chickens in an area with an infected bird. Owners of fighting cocks are not happy about this. Ad Carabao, the pop star, uses his concerts to rail against the government's strategy. When the government orders farmers to kill their chickens, it pays a couple of dollars for each dead bird. That's not enough to pay for a broiler, let alone a fighting cock. Some fighting cock owners have simply refused to kill their birds. Ad Carabao says money isn't the only reason.
We love them like our children. That's why in these circumstances, there are cases when fighting cock owners just flee with their valuable pets to outside of the culling area.
Owners of fighting cocks want permission to vaccinate their chickens against bird flu. So far, the government has said no, though it agreed this week to at least study the issue. Thai officials say one reason for their reluctance is that vaccinated birds might still spread bird flu. They just wouldn't get sick. Ad says the government should try vaccination because its own strategy has failed.
The Department of Livestock Development doesn't listen to us. They won't open a forum. It's a real dictatorship here.
The government has been listening to Thailand's large poultry companies, which export millions of chickens each year. They say vaccination is too costly. They're also afraid other countries would reject Thai chickens if they thought birds that look healthy could be harboring the virus. If culling sick birds doesn't work, the Thai government is threatening an even more drastic approach. It's endorsed a plan requiring all poultry to be raised in enclosed pens. The idea is to prevent contact with ducks and other wild birds that carry bird flu. The measure would close farms like this one, run by Chakrabab Bung Kwang. Chakrabab takes care of about 2,000 chickens that serve as the breeding stock for fighting roosters. Chicks roam freely across acres of manicured trees and grass. A high wall keeps out predators. Chakrabab says this environment produces strong, fearless roosters.
You can't raise them in a cage. We raise them like they're in the wild. That's the best environment for fighting cocks. We grow grass for them to live on. They have to be allowed to roam and dig and scratch for their own food if they're going to live up to their full fighting potential.
Chakrabab says confining chickens to pens would end the supremacy of Thai fighting cocks. And Chakrabab says the change would hurt millions of Thai families.
Except in Bangkok, almost every Thai person raises chickens underneath their house. They do it for two purposes. One is for food. Then if the chicken demonstrates athletic ability to fight, it will bring in more money for the family.
Ad Carabao says government officials have been blinded by their crusade against bird flu. He says they can't see what fighting cocks mean to the people who live in villages.
Some of these people are raising the offspring of chickens originally owned by their ancestors. The government doesn't see the value in that. We consider fighting chickens a national treasure. We think of the value differently. They only think of the export value. I guess they don't care if rural chickens are all gone, all dead.
Legend has it that a fighting cock once saved the kingdom of Thailand by defeating a Burmese rooster. Ad Carabao says now it's time for Thai people to fight for their roosters. He's already stepped into the ring. The subtitle of Ad's latest album is Bird Flu. John Hamilton, NPR News.